California has more immigrants than any other state. It also has the most immigrant drivers. At least 1 million are in California illegally. They can't get a valid driver's license and they can't get insurance. That's why some of the state's top law enforcement officials are backing a measure to create a special driver's license for illegal immigrants. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, that effort has run into a roadblock named Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Ramon Plasencia sits on a busy South Los Angeles street corner most days, hoping to pick up a day job. He used to drive to work, but his car got impounded when he was caught driving without a license.
I'm a tile setter, and when I lost my car, I lost my job. So I went from $600 a week to zip. And unfortunately, I cannot afford to get another $1,400 ticket.
Plasencia says he would have rather spent that money on car insurance, something he can't get without a valid license. The 25-year-old, who's been in the country illegally since he was 9, says he's been involved in several car accidents. And every time before the police arrived, he would flee the scene. L.A. Police Chief William Bratton says that scenario is typical. That's why Bratton is lobbying to license the more than 1 million illegal drivers.
We'll end up with fewer accidents. We'll end up with people who take driver's training. We'll end up with people who, in fact, have gone to schools to get licenses. And it's my belief, based on the past experience in this state, many of these people will, in fact, get insurance.
The campaign to issue licenses to illegal immigrants has dragged on for more than 3 years, led by California Democratic State Senator Gil Cedillo. Cedillo says the governor promised he would sign a bill if it had security features tough enough to thwart terrorists from getting a license. Cedillo says his latest bill does that and more.
This license, when issued, will be the safest in America. It will have background checks. There will be 10 fingerprints taken of every applicant. And we will only accept those documents that meet the standard for citizenship.
Chief Bratton says when it comes to homeland security, he wishes tough standards like this were in place across the country.
I'll be happy to have any would-be terrorist come up and give me their photograph and fingerprints. I'd like to start the line right to my right.
But Governor Schwarzenegger isn't satisfied. He wants a distinguishing mark or an identifying color on illegal immigrant licenses. Cedillo and others say that invites discrimination. But the governor's spokesman, Vince Salido, says without a special mark on the license, the bill is dead.
The governor's been clear from the very beginning. We need to make sure that, first and foremost, we protect public safety and don't do anything that could make us more vulnerable in our homeland security. And he's not convinced that the legislation has passed has sufficient security safeguards in it.
Safety aside, veteran Republican strategist Alan Hoffenblum says Schwarzenegger has nothing to gain politically from signing the bill.
I mean, it's a volatile issue. There's a lot of nuances, and I just don't think they've been resolved yet. And there is no reason why a Governor Schwarzenegger should be ready to sign such a bill.
In fact, opponents are preparing petitions for a California ballot initiative that would ban illegal immigrants from ever getting a license. Mark Krikorian, director of the Center for Immigration Studies, which advocates immigration reform, says lots of states are grappling with licensing standards.
The current patchwork system, where every state can just cook up its own requirements for driver's licenses and give them to illegals if they want to or to anybody else, isn't really sustainable.
Krikorian says federal standards are needed, a move Governor Schwarzenegger supports. But many of the illegal immigrants on this South L.A. street corner say they hope lawmakers find a quicker solution. Day laborer Ramon Plasencia says he needs to drive and doesn't care if the license has a special marker on it or not.
I would even paint my car a specific color. If they tell me it's got to be a left side green and a right side blue, I would do so. I wear an illegal hat if I had to.
If the governor does veto the bill, Senator Cedillo says he will introduce it once again at the start of the next legislative session. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Los Angeles.